Oh, fuck. Really? This piece of shit over here.
Learned it by watching him.
Yeah.
You should never want to learn anything that he's
going
to
show you.
I'm
an Instagram influencer now. I have to wear sunglasses.
Post it.
All the time. I posted it on Facebook to confuse people.
I don't think you know how Instagram influencers work.
No, I do.
No, I don't think you do.
I let everyone on Facebook know that I'm an Instagram influencer now.
By just posting on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he knows what he's doing.
And also...
He's more confused than normal.
Also, my Twitter game's pretty good if you like wrestling retweets and puppy videos. So, follow me on Twitter.
Hashtag. Follow me on Twitter.
Whatever.
He doesn't even have a hashtag. How is he an influencer? Garbage human being. You ain't no influencer.
Or is he?
No, he's not. He gave up on his dream of being the fucking bathroom raider.
Well, it's because he stopped going to new places.
Yeah, man. There's only so many shits you could take, Cody. I took all the shits.
You took two already today.
Keep taking all the shits, bro.
I'm only taking one shit.
I'm not living my life off of past shits. I gotta move on to new bigger shits and better shits.
He's so dumb. He's so dumb, everyone. Speaking of being dumb, we give you Mike. Oh, did you really just take a fucking...
Yeah, I'm an Instagram influencer now. That's all I do is take selfies with sunglasses.
In random places?
In random places, yeah.
Give me a minute.
He's on the timeline. What?
Gross. Anyhow, comes naturally, we are...
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to the show, everybody.
I don't like that one.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, Cody.
What are we talking about today?
You know, probably going to talk about a couple things, but mostly Stranger Things.
Yeah! Nice shirt, by the way.
Let me tell you about season 1, episode 1.
Yeah, let's hear it, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was a good episode.
Let's give us a recap. Recap everything up to season 3.
So, this chick that fought Godzilla... She's a little bit younger, and she got bald head.
Okay, well, first off, time, right away, you're already
every
wrong.
One time, she's like, ah, power, nosebleed, boom. And then all these other kids are like, it's the 80s. And she's like, where's Hellboy? And Hellboy's like, I'm right here. And then, like, monster, Paul Reiser, yada, 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 season 3, complete. I mean, is any of that wrong? Technically speaking,
yes, a lot of that is wrong.
A lot of that is wrong.
But you can see where I got it from.
Billy Bobby Brown, who plays L or 11, never fought Godzilla.
Nope.
Nah. Yeah. I mean, Godzilla-like creatures. She was fighting.
She never fought any of them.
Well, that's what you saw.
No.
I saw it twice, and none of that happens.
Nah.
Yeah. So. You're wrong, and you're a piece of shit for not watching the show.
Also fair.
That's pretty true.
See? Very true. Anyhow, we are talking Stranger Things today, because season 3 just came out, and it has been devoured by at least two people in this room that actually count as human beings.
Yep.
The other one, not so much.
Yep.
Joe.
And he didn't watch it either.
Oh, no. I finished it.
Yeah, which I'm proud of, by the way.
Right?
When you said you're going to watch it with your mom, I was really...
You thought I would like...
I was like, oh, no.
Only watch it when I see her.
Yeah, I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no. It's
like,
we burned through as many episodes as we could, which was 4, which was literally half the season.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. On 4th of July. And then over the next 2 days, finished it off.
So good. Mm-hmm. So good. I will arguably say best season so far.
It's... Yeah.
Yeah.
It's arguable.
Yeah. So, what are your thoughts on season 3, Joseph? By the way, there's been some spoilers. Not that there's a whole lot to spoil in it, except for the end, but we're going to do that for you.
I really loved it. I loved... one thing I kept doing throughout the whole entire show is looking at the stuff in the background and trying to predict kind of where they're going with things based on the stuff in the background, because you had, like, the Thing posters on there. Which you could see heavy influence from that.
Yep.
If I recall right, on the movie theater, you had Cocoon,
yep,
which was, you know, basically what you were seeing in the show as well, with replacing people. And the thing would be like the giant monster thing that was absorbing into people.
Don't forget Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, Dawn of the Dead was there too. What else was there? I can't think of anything else. So that was absolutely awesome to sit there and just watch, you know. And then the other stuff that didn't really influence the storyline as much as just was a giant 80s thing. You had stuff for the Terminator in there, Back to the Future was all in there. So that was absolutely awesome.
Never-ending story.
I guess the demeanor of the main Russian guy was very Arnold-esque from the first Terminator.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, he even had like a square jaw, like-ish.
Square jaw.
Just took shots and then got back up. I was like, oh
my God. That when Hopper unloaded his pistol into that guy, I was like, you know he's not dead.
Now he's going to get right back up.
He's wearing a bulletproof vest. You should have gone for the face.
Always go for the face.
Always go for the head.
If you knock him down, take one more shot to that face.
There's one thing I learned from...
porn. Wait, what?
No.
Always in the face.
What? Sorry. I got distracted.
Infinity War. I was going to say Endgame. Infinity War. Always go for the head.
Yep, that's right.
Yep. So that was absolutely awesome to watch all that stuff right there. The relationships that the kids had with each other is absolutely fantastic. They're at that age where a couple of them start going, you know, for girls, and it starts kind of breaking off
their messing with the dynamic.
Messing with the dynamic, which really sucks, you know, because you spent the last two seasons as just the four kids and having adventures and playing D&D and whatnot, and it was so much fun. But they got to have a nice character growth there. The whole thing with the Russians was kind of cool. I know people were complaining that they didn't really seem to have much of a role in this season, but I think that's just setting it up for later, because people were complaining like, oh, what were they doing and blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, you're supposed to be asking that question. What were they doing?
Yeah.
Why were they trying to open up the hole or the rift or whatever it is to the upside down? But obviously this season wasn't where they were going to tell you what's going on. Should be next season where they're going to tell you what's going on. Cary Ewes, that's how you pronounce his name? Yeah. Cary Ewes.
Princess Bride. Yeah.
He plays the mayor in this. I thought it was really cool. I didn't know that he was going to be in it. It even took me a second to really recognize him because it's been so long since the last thing that I've seen him in.
Psych? Was it Psych?
It wasn't Psych. Okay. I don't watch Psych.
You should.
I mean, I have watched Psych.
He's in a couple episodes.
It's a fun show to watch, but it's not...
He plays a cat burglar.
It's not my show to watch.
He steals cats?
No, he steals stuff like a cat.
Like Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah.
He knocks things off his shelves like cats?
Yeah, at one point he does.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. By accident, though. It was an accident when he did it, but... Not unlike a cat who would do that on purpose. Because they like test gravity.
But what I do like about the monsters in the show is that not every season is the same monster. Yeah. It's some different configuration of a monster from the upside down. Obviously, the first season you had the Demogorgon, you had the Demodogs plus this Mind Flayer. In the second season, and this one you have that whatever.
The Flayed and the Mind Flayer still is a thing.
Which looked very Resident Evil to me.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was so terrifying. You could actually
get a Resident Evil movie with that type of thing in there.
You could, but it's not going to happen. But you
not
could.
Not going to happen. I'm just saying if that, you know, it would be absolutely terrifying. So those are pretty much all of my favorite things. I'm sure I glossed over a shit ton of stuff. I mean, over 8 episodes and you're just sitting there going, that was awesome. That was awesome. That was fucking awesome. That was cool. There were a couple of things that I had a little bit of problems with, and that were just like the scene at the beginning of episode 7, I think it was, where they start feeling like the, you know, the T-Rex, you know, boom, boom, boom. They're like, what the fuck is that? And they go outside, and you can see the flayed thing that as it just wrecking through the forest, and I'm like, get in the car and drive away.
Yeah.
Get in the car and drive away.
It was weirdly paced because they were able to barricade themselves
and then it attacked. And then it attacked, and I was like,
"Yeah, it's like it knows where they're at, so it should have been there automatically." Yeah,
yeah.
They should have been. They should have done the whole barricade the house first.
Yeah.
Go outside, then see it because they know it was coming at that time. Then go back in and barricade the door.
Yeah.
Which, that's a total kid thing to do, thinking it's going to try to come through the door when it's clearly big enough to take the roof off because it's
pretty much did
powering through trees. You're like, oh no, it's definitely going to use the door.
Yeah.
Nah, bruh. No,
but it did honestly lead to a very awesome scene where you have Millie Bobby Brown's character, just psychically grabbing the tentacles or whatever it is that you'd fucking call it and then ripping them off. And then, you know, you have the, what's his name? Lucas grabs the axe and just hacks through that thing. Super fucking awesome. Shotgun from what's her name as well?
Nancy.
Nancy, yeah. Pretty cool. It could have been used a little bit better, but, you know, whatever. I kept expecting somebody to grab a fucking flamethrower throughout this thing because you know that the thing doesn't like heat. And I'm just like, flamethrower, guys.
I mean,
somebody, come on.
Someone has to have a flamethrower. I just don't know who would have the flamethrower. They could have made a flamethrower, but yes, because it is very thing-ish to do is have the flamethrower.
Yes, it would have added that much more of a, you know, oh, the thing type of thing, you know, the flamethrower and whatnot.
What do you think of special effects?
Special effects were
so
fucking
good, dude.
Fucking awesome.
I can't. And it's fucking insane. Gruesome. Oh yeah, dude. It's when the flayed start to
just the rats themselves.
Oh yeah,
they're that all going gnarly. Down to that thing, and then they start vibrating and pulsing,
and then they start growing that shit,
and then they eventually just go pop and puddle.
Oh out. Dude, it was so gnarly.
Oh, and the scene where they have that one in the cage. And it's just fucking going nuts.
Yeah, dude.
And then suddenly it stops.
Yeah.
And what's his name is getting his face closer and closer to the cage.
Don't do it, man.
And I'm like, no, man, get away from it. No, bruh. No,
don't do it.
No, it starts pulsing even more. And I'm like, no. And then Nancy finally calls him away, and I'm like, oh, thank God.
It's like, Jonathan, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. Yeah.
You won't get your face bitten off.
Oh my God.
Do you know in real life those two are dating?
Troopers cameo was pretty good too.
Starship Troopers cameo. The Frighteners. Hello,
Ace from Starship Troopers.
Frighteners. Love that movie.
That's so good.
Call, actually,
Jake Busey is your talking about. Yeah,
He was absolutely fantastic.
I was a fucking dick bag, dude. Oh,
super dick.
So
that
good.
Whole entire newspaper organization.
Yeah, did such a good job.
Total fucking dick bags in that movie or the show.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers. That's what I was thinking about.
Oh, for things that they took. Yeah.
I was like, there's one more I thought of when I was watching it. Invasion of the Body Snatchers. The whole dinner scene was like totally reminded me of that.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
Same thing here. But yeah.
I should have written down my notes.
Nah, you don't make notes.
No. Should have just sat there and watched it again. Oh, I'm going to watch it again. Oh, no. And just taken down all the notes and stuff.
I should have binge watched the first two seasons again. But I was like, nah, I remember all of them. I remembered it fine. I should have done it, though, because it would have been awesome. It would have
been much more fun. I think that's
more
what
prepared
I'm going to do season 4.
Whatever.
Hopefully not to wait another fucking year and a half for it.
5 years.
Or 2 years at this point.
It just depends on how much they want the kids to grow up.
Yeah.
Which is going to be weird. And do you want to talk about that ending at all, or do you not want to cry?
Oh, you didn't
I don't
cry?
Talking about. I don't talk about. I
Did
didn't
Joe cry.
Cry.
If Joe cried, that cry. Means you bawled like a little
I came
baby.
Very close.
Oh my god.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Cody's beard First got off, wet from all the tears.
Spoilers.
I said
heavy
that
spoilers.
Yeah. We're going to spoil some shit.
Who died? They all die?
Hopper dies. Well.
Oh, really?
You think Hopper dies.
Oh, fuck you, Hellboy.
Nobody.
If Hellboy was more successful, they would have kept him alive.
So what they no, what they, even they show need you to at the beginning of the show is that when this machine goes wrong, it just completely evaporates everybody in the room.
So the energy that they're putting towards the gate gets redirected into the room, and the laser dissipates it into the, or the key dissipates it into the room, and it literally like disintegrates everybody, but they start burning, but from the inside,
and they just gone,
like no ash, and it's just in the room.
So
is
that happens
clean.
At the end of episode 8. You know, Hopper, which by the way was fantastic. God damn it, again, you have the Magnum PI.
Yep.
Pops up and Hopper starts dressing like Magnum PI.
Yep.
Even makes comments of like, you know, oh, women like this, fucking hilarious. But the scene at the end there where he's fighting the giant Russian dude
mm-hmm.
was totally Indiana Jones.
The Russian Terminator. Oh yeah, for sure.
Was totally Indiana Jones.
Oh yeah.
Especially when they get to the part where he, you know, Hopper is almost gets his head, you know, hit onto the machine like Indy in the propeller.
Yep.
And then he turns it around and the
Russian. Not just that, but the best part is he hits the guy's head with the machine.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, that's how he's going to win. Then he's going to get out. He's going to go after him. He's going to get evaporated, right?
Yeah.
No, like the dude just goes and looks at him. I was like, this guy's literally unkillable.
Literally
and
the then Terminator.
He got thrown in a machine and.
And that's how the machine gets busted.
Yeah. And it was already going overload, but like, yeah, he.
It creates that fucking wall of laser or whatever it is.
The electricity, yeah.
Just like, I can't cross it.
And there's no way. I'm injured already. Yeah. And there's no way my fat ass is going to get through this seriously fast-moving blade of electricity going through.
And what's her name from Alien 4 has to, like, you know, get the.
What's her name from Alien 4? Spock's mom.
Spock's mom.
Oh.
I know.
You know, about. Heathers.
Has to click the two keys over, and she's just, like, emotional, knowing that Hopper can't make it over, and she knows what's going to happen right there. And I'd have to watch it again, but I think you get a quick glimpse that as she clicks the keys over, that he's not there, standing where he was.
Someone said that. I rewatched it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a key moment where... key moment. That's funny. Because she has to turn two keys at the same time. And that's the moment. Anyways, because there's a line that Dustin says in it where he says, this air vent shaft will lead you right underneath the machine, but you don't have to go that far. And I was like, oh, okay, because when fucking...
there's that. But I have
that shit crazy goes.
I'll have a question about that. Yeah, but talking about the more emotional part about it is, you know, you get a glimpse that he's... possibly not there anymore, but it happens so fast that the machine then explodes. You get to see all the rest of the scientists that were in that area just completely fucking evaporated. And then when the smoke settles, you don't see him there anymore. And it's like, oh my God, he fucking sacrificed himself to, you know, to save everything.
Second boyfriend to do that.
Yeah, and then
the love fact you, Bob.
That afterwards, you're like, well, what the fuck is going to happen to Elle, you know? Where's she going to go?
And that note, bro. That
note is what I was building up to.
Yeah.
But that note where it's something from earlier in the show where he was trying to explain to Mike and Elle, like, you know, that he still wants to support their relationship, but everything needs boundaries type of thing. It was absolutely just a fucking tearjerker. And especially gets down to the point where, you know, but for the love of God, 3 inches.
Yeah.
You know, leave your door open 3 inches, and it was like, oh my God, it's so emotional. And then the whole thing about that's basically splitting the party up, you know, because it's Mike and I keep forgetting what's his name.
Which one?
The brother of Mike, or not
Jonathan?
Jonathan, Will.
Or Will and Jonathan. Okay, yeah.
Will, Jonathan, and Elle and Winona Ryder. I can't remember her name from the show.
It's fine. I'm glad you remember it.
They move. No, actually, I was trying to think of another movie of hers, and
gotcha.
I just told you it's based on any other movies besides.
It's Joyce, by the way, is her
Alien
actual name. In the show.
5 and 4.
Mr.
Alien
Beats.
4. Or the time that she stole stuff. I don't remember. they move away from Hawkins, and you're like, that's so fucking depressing. But going back to Hopper's death. Because at the end there, the credits start rolling, and you're like, oh my God, this is it. Like, how are you gonna have the next season without Hopper? And then you start seeing snow falling on the credits there.
As the credits
completely finish, and it pans up to a base, kind of like the ones that you see at the very beginning of the season, and. It goes to a bunch of cell blocks with two Russians walking down a catwalk, and one of them turns the other one and goes, the American? And he goes, no, not the American, the next guy over. And so they pick up another guy, drag him out of his cell, drag him into this cage-looking thing, and they release a Demogorgon onto the guy, and it just feeds on him. And it's like, the American? You mean... Hopper? Is he still alive?
We know it's not Matthew Modine. That motherfucker died in the beginning of season 2.
Yeah.
Real bad.
That's what it gets.
But I would be interested in knowing what, because you're right. Yep. I did kind of forget about the fact that he says that, that there's the grate underneath the underneath the device, and you don't see the American, because Paul Reiser does swoop in with the military, which I was hoping that they'd arrive a little bit sooner. It was like, it would have been a fucking awesome just little battle to have the Americans versus the Russians. But when they finally get there and they get into the mall, there are no Russians there at all. It's just an empty base. So they evac quickly. So it is quite possible that they took Hopper. If he went in, if he saved himself by going down there and they somehow found him, because there would have to be a second exit route in order for them to make a quick Cheez-It out of there. They could have found him and taken him with them. My other thought, though, is what if he jumped into the portal? Because he knows what's on the other side, and he has, you know, he has been there, and he could possibly survive there with the thought that the Russians are testing this in Russia somewhere.
Yeah.
So he could possibly find another way through in Russia. It's just a question of how he would get there.
Yeah.
And we don't know how long it is in between the last scene and then.
Yeah. Because clearly it's like not 10 minutes later.
No.
Because it's Russia.
Yeah.
And he's a prisoner already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that scene's pretty cool. And for the people who haven't watched it yet, Netflix will try to fuck you over because at the end of a season of something, or even at the end of a movie, during the credits, they'll switch to getting ready to play a trailer for something else.
Yeah.
And if you give it that 10 seconds, it'll literally stop your episode and go into that trailer. And so you'll go away. So you need to go back and just click on the scene. And so it goes back full screen.
It let it play, which is what I thought was weird too.
Oh, I exit automatic. I go away from that. I'm like, nope, back up to the picture.
It didn't start auto playing anything else. It just kept going.
Oh, really? Mine instantly did it. It was like, whoa, here you go. I was like, nope, I ain't watching this shit. I don't need to see a trailer for Jessica Jones season 3.
Yeah, something I'm not going to watch.
I need to go right to this because I was like, there's got to be, like, you left me with too much cliffhanger. I need to know if you put something at the end. Because at that point, I mean, obviously, really nobody knew yet because it was the day it came out.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like there was a premiere for it. So I was like, no, there's gotta be like a little like, because they did it at the not at the end of the credits for season 1, but at the end of season 1, right before the credits, they did the whole Egos in the Box thing.
Yeah.
So you knew, oh yeah, okay, this that is what Levin, you know,
was still out there. Exactly. She wasn't trapped inside the upside down.
She was trapped, but not fully. Like, she had access to our world still, just not the same way, clearly. Because there's no, like, easy way in and out, so. But, yeah, so, like, that was, so I was like, no, there's got to be something, because they didn't give us anything like that. I was like, there's got to be something. Like, yeah, I know.
You can't just end here.
Yeah, I was like, there's this, like.
Without a tease.
Yeah, so.
What's to come.
And it was pretty cool, because it was very, that felt even more like The Thing, because of the base, and how it was made, and how it was covered in snow. And I'm reading here, it's Kamchatka or something like that, Russia. I don't know.
Kamchatka, Russia, or something like that.
Yeah. And it's cool because, like, the whole thing is, like, the Russian guards are instructed to feed a prisoner, which is funny the way they say that, because they have a cart.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is, like, okay, whatever, right? And then, like, but not the American. I was like, that seems dickish. I was like, why wouldn't you, like, he's still a prisoner.
Yeah.
And then, it didn't dawn on me until they pulled him from his cell, and I was like, oh, these aren't the prisoners.
No.
These aren't the prisoners.
Yeah.
We in trouble. And then the whole thing, they put him in the cell. I was like, what the fuck's going to come out of here? And it was cool because they make you, they give you, like, this first person perspective of the Demogorgon. And at first you think it's a Demodog. You're like, oh, that's cool. They have, like, a bunch of Demodogs, right? Which in my brain's like, are they going to have, like, sleds? Like,
that's a fucked up.
Like, with Demodogs?
I went straight to, like, but their portals weren't stable. They weren't. It was too hard to get from here. Like, what the fuck?
That's what I was like.
And that's another thing that makes me believe that end scene takes place a little while after, sometime after the events there. Because the only reason why they were in America in Hawkins is because that was the thinnest point that
the gate was the thinnest. Yeah.
So obviously they've done something that has allowed them to create a stable gate enough, stable enough where they can start pulling things through.
Oh, that was the thing that someone said. The underground tunnel, no one put it together, but you know they had to travel like, they think Erica said it was like 3-something miles on that underground tunnel, right? Apparently that underground tunnel leads into the basement of the facility.
Of what facility?
The one from the first two seasons. The one that had the actual gate in it.
Oh.
So that's where they were getting that gate from, is it leads to the other side of the facility. So it leads up not to the one, because obviously that's cordoned off and they can keep a track on it. But
if you were looking at a wall, you have on the one side where the United States guys were doing it. So you're looking at it leads up to the other side.
Yeah, exactly. So they're thinking that's what it looks like. That's why they had to choose something that was far enough away, and they had to buy that property. Because remember, they were like buying everything around that area, but not they couldn't buy that the power plant, air quotes, power plant.
Right.
But they could buy everything around it, and that's why. And that's also why they had the farmhouse had the reactor in it.
Yeah.
Because it's close enough to the power plant to be able to power your laser.
Okay.
That's why they're talking about that. I was like, oh, that's cool, because they know from the farm has the underground tunnels that they could lead to the facility without being in the facility. I was like, that's actually really smart.
That is really smart.
But that's probably why he could get out, because that probably has a way up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not the way they needed to make it, so they could obviously couldn't just be shipping stuff into the farmhouse.
Yeah.
Because that's going to throw some fucking, little, you know.
Really weird. Like, but you literally build a mall on top of that one area.
Exactly.
And you can ship in and out whatever you want.
Yep. Because you could just, this place is getting deliveries. This place is getting deliveries.
I thought it was a brilliant idea.
So smart.
Yeah. As soon as they started hinting at that, I was like, oh, that would be an awesome place to build.
Oh, and War Games was the other one, too, that they were kind of playing with that, too. The Dabney Coleman movie.
I know, but I'm trying to think War Games. How would that?
Because the War Games where the Russians were, like, being super spy-y, and then the kid figures it out, and he follows the Russians because they had the headset and crawling through stuff. And
War Games, the Matthew Broderick movie.
Not War Games.
Yeah, I was like,
not War Games.
I'm thinking Joshua.
No, what? The Dabney Coleman with the little kid where Dabney Coleman's the video game character that's his best friend, is his imaginary friend.
Mac and Me.
Yeah, Dabney Coleman was in Mac and Me. You fucking monster. Cloak and Dagger.
Cloak and Dagger.
Cloak and Dagger.
No, wasn't that the DC comic book thing?
Wow. What? Wow, you're a giant piece of shit. Dabney Coleman wasn't in Cloak and Dagger.
I'm joking.
He wasn't Cloak and Dagger, not Cloak and Dagger. You monster.
I'm joking.
That was the other one I was thinking of very highly of when they were doing that whole thing.
But they didn't hint at that. That wasn't like a poster somewhere.
It might have been. I didn't see it. But yeah, that's one of the ones I also thought. I was like, oh, shit. Like
they had, yeah.
Oh, so did you, have you, oh, you probably haven't, and Mike actually, so neither of you have, but there's this, right after, I think it was on Saturday, I think it was either Looper or Collider, someone's like, all the references from all three Stranger Things, everything, right?
I didn't finish the show yet before I started seeing articles.
Oh, gotcha. So
I stayed away from stuff like that.
One of my favorite things, and I don't know why, it just reminded me why, because I was looking at it, but the title for Stranger Things, the logo, and I'll see if I can just find the logo for it to show Mike, because I know he's not huge into it like we are. So this is the main logo for Stranger Things.
Yes.
So obviously it's been
very familiar.
Right? Well, do you know why it's familiar?
Because third season?
No.
Why?
Look at Stephen King's books.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I didn't realize
you
that.
You didn't know that?
No. I had no idea. I was like, why does this look so familiar?
That was something they explained in season one.
I didn't fucking pay attention to that.
Yeah, why it was designed like that.
But I was like, that's so fucking, so rad.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the best thing ever.
Oh, right.
And I was like, that's so fucking great. But the other ones they were talking about were like the references to like Dungeons and Dragons, like how they used it in the first season. And I was like, well,
I thought it was funny too. By the time they got to this season, they were even showing a news video or news footage on in the show where it's like, oh, Dungeons and Dragons is the demon.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God.
He's laughed so hard.
That whole, yeah. I forgot that was the era where they were like, oh, this is Satan worship and stuff like that. It's so hilarious.
And the mall, Starcade Mall, was like the best thing ever. Like, I was like, they did such a good job
with
this.
Oh my God.
Because, like, they had, like, the aesthetic of an 80s mall.
Yes.
And all, like, the Gap and, like, all these things. But, like, Scoops Ahoy was my favorite because that's the kind of shit you would see in a mall.
Yes.
Where it's like a, like they just take a name and then like theme up the shit out of it for no reason. Like the Panda one, the Chinese food restaurant, it's basically Panda Express, but it's not. I can't remember what they called it. Panda something or other. But it's like, I was like, yeah, that's exactly what would happen.
Yeah.
You know, it was just, oh, it made me laugh so much. Gap,
that was cool that they were actually able to get companies to put their logos and shit into this.
Oh, yeah.
My God, it was amazing.
Yeah.
And New Coke.
God, that fucking line with Lucas.
Oh.
I fucking died laughing. Like, everyone's like, you're out of your mind. He's like, no, it's refreshing. And he drinks it like it's a fucking commercial. I was like, Lucas, you have no taste buds. That's what this means. Like, you don't know what flavor is. And when everyone's against them, he's like, no, you guys are out of your... Like, you guys don't know. You just don't get it. I was like, that's the fucking 80s, dying, dude. That is what happens. Yeah, it made me laugh so much.
And then I had to explain that to my brother, New Coke, and how Coke sales were slumping at that time, so they were trying to do something different, and there was a big old backlash about New Coke, and so they brought back Coke Classic, and fucking sales just went boom through the roof.
Yeah, someone had a great idea to make a new recipe, and then it was fucking terrible. So, like, wait a minute.
Wasn't there also talk that they did that on purpose, though?
Yes.
Yeah. And there's a lot of talk that was like, they did it on
purpose. We're going to put out a shittier version of it for, you know, however. Because it was only like a month or two, right?
Where there
was
actually it failed. Yeah.
And then they're like, just kidding.
Classic Coke.
Classic.
And then people were like, oh, get it all before it goes away.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's funny because we were talking about it at work. And obviously I work with a bunch of people that weren't alive at that point. But it's like,
God, right?
They're like, why would they do a new Coke? And I was like, well, think about it. Back then, they didn't have flavors. Mm. Like, we didn't have Coke, like orange, cherry Coke, vanilla Coke. Yeah, like, Coke. Yeah. We didn't have any of that shit. We had Coke, and we had Diet Coke, and we had caffeine-free Diet Coke.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
They still sell caffeine-free Diet Coke?
Yeah.
In that brown, shitty can?
I think it's the same stuff. It's
still a shitty-looking
can. It's literally the exact same stuff. They just update the logo to look like everything else.
Fair enough.
But I was talking more of the people our age, because there are a few there. It made me laugh. Are you playing footsie?
No, I'm stretching out.
Gotta get that.
Gotta get that waviness out.
Yeah,
gotta work out that ramen leg.
Shit's all noodly.
The noodle leg. It's taken over.
It's all noodle, noodle, from, noodle, noodle.
Went from noodle arms. He's like, oh, no, my leg. My groin got noodled. Just a section of it, though. What else? What else? What else? I was going to say something else. Yeah, distracted. Oh, the mall. So, they showed off exactly what it was like in a small, like to be in a small town or a small area that didn't have a mall of their own.
Yeah.
To have a mall and just like literally like that's where everyone goes.
Yeah.
You know, like
hang out to spend the day there.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you take the bus in.
They just,
they're just literally hanging around.
Literally hanging out, trying clothes, not buying anything. Yep. But then they go to Scoops Ahoy.
And getting the flavors, the tests. Yeah, dude, the tastes. Yeah, it made me laugh. Erica was fantastic, by the way. That little girl is amazing.
I didn't realize that was Lucas's sister for, well, basically until she mentions her brother involved in the events of season
I did, only because I had read that they're expanding her.
It's not that she was in season two, and I think season one as well. I fell into that trap of like, I'm not going to make the mistake of saying, well, that's Lucas's sister because
she's black.
She's the only other black person in this show. And then it's like, oh no, it is his sister.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And the whole discussion of her being a nerd
was hilarious.
Was fantastic.
Yeah.
And then Dustin reciting the whole like story arc of My Little Pony.
My Little Pony.
She's like, how do you know that? He's like, I'm a nerd. I was like, yeah, you dumb little bitch. there were so many amazing things in this season that like Joe talked about is like the fact that the relationships between them are strained in a way, but also like certain of them are strengthened because like Lucas and Mike have girlfriends. You even get that thing where like the girls don't even hang out with each other because Ella's always with Mike. Yeah. Unless she's with the group, then she's just with Mike. She's never has a, you know, she never had a girlfriend. And
so,
when,
so happy to see her actually have a girlfriend in this.
Yeah.
And her character just blossomed.
Yeah. So fantastic. Out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because all she really knows is everything Mike is really exposed her to. Yeah, yeah. Exposed her to. And then finally she gets this and she goes shopping. They start reading. She starts reading Wonder Woman, which is hilarious.
Right.
All these different things. You're like, oh, she does. And she obviously becomes more of a developed character versus just this powerhouse.
Yeah.
Which also I really like, spoiler alert, is how they literally made her powerless at the end.
Oh my God, right?
Like, so then the kids had to literally become a team again and fight the new monster, the Flayed, as everyone refers to it. And I thought it was really cool because, like, she was able to kill the Russians with the car, which was awesome.
Oh, which was awesome.
But then she's like, and then she strained to pull the parasite out of her leg. But that was literally like,
was disgusting as all hell.
Dude, when Jonathan was reaching in her, I was like, nope, don't do it.
Now, I was expecting him to, like, because he gets that knife ready, and I'm like, okay, this is going to be the mummy where he, you know, the beetle, the scarab scene, and he just flicks it out.
Yeah.
But no, he cuts the hole deeper into her.
Yeah.
And then sticks his hand into her leg, and I'm like,
I was like, Jonathan, get your fingers out of her leg.
Yeah.
Get your hand out of her leg. That is inappropriate. She's young.
Yes.
And your fingers are in her leg.
Yes. But then she goes all power on it and just slowly just...
Oh, just agonizing.
Bringing it out and then finally throws it away. And it's still alive, just like...
Hopper steps on it, which is the greatest fucking entrance, like, of the... hero into God, it just steps on it and was like, I was like, yeah, they're finally fucking together.
Yes,
they're all here. And then the best part is, like, later on when, like, they've separated again and gone, like, the plan is in motion, you see it, like, reform. It's into, like, sort of like halfway boot shape still.
Yeah.
And it drags up and, like, the Flayed just puts its mouth, its foot down and goes. I was like, so good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love that. I love the fact that Dustin has this, air quotes, girlfriend.
Yeah.
That no one really, you can tell nobody believes him.
Oh, God, yeah.
And they just want to, like, eventually they want him just to say, oh, haha, I made it up, whatever, you know, yeah. I'm sorry. But he's just so adamant about it, which means the viewer, you obviously know she's real.
Yeah.
But it's like, it just goes so far, you start to doubt it yourself. You're like, maybe I just felt bad for him, and maybe she's not real. Especially all the way he's, like, talking about her. It's like...
she's super intelligent.
She's super smart, and she's hotter than Phoebe Cates.
Phoebe Cates, yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, first off, okay, first off, nobody is, all right? Like, come on now. Phoebe Cates, are you shitting me?
But then you finally get that payoff where he gets in contact with her. He needs to know what Planck's constant is.
Yeah.
But she's forcing him to sing the never-ending story theme song.
Yeah.
Was fucking hilarious.
Amazing. Amazing.
And they really go at it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then the scene later on when Lucas and Max
are
singing it to him. Oh, dude, it's so funny. Yeah. Can we see a little bit of it?
No.
I was like, that's safe for Susie and Susie alone. I was like, fucking nerds. You big old dumb nerds. But it was amazing. I was like, oh, this is such a good moment. Because that is, like we were talking today earlier, like that was such like a classic growing up in the 80s thing to do is you obsess over these nerd things like Never Ending Story and the fact that everything had a theme song like that was made for it and it's like you just it's so good, like humming the Knight Rider theme song or the Airwolf theme song, like things like that, but like singing the Never Ending Story song as like this bonding thing between boyfriend and girlfriend just made me lose my shit.
Right.
I was like, this is
in the middle of a pitch battle between
literally like
fucking evil.
Like
you're sitting there singing.
You have
not just one verse, but like the fucking
whole thing, and then starting again.
Yeah.
But like the whole thing was like you have a group of kids fighting for their lives against a giant monster made up of melted human beings, and then you have the adults fighting against Russians.
Yeah.
And then you have. Erica and Dustin sitting on top of this hill with a fucking radio antenna, singing the Never Ending Story theme song to his girlfriend in Utah.
Yeah,
I was like, this is the penultimate. You can't get better. Like, good fucking luck trying to top this next season,
dude, right?
Because There's no way. Like, there's never going to be another scene in any seasons they make of this show that will top that fucking scene.
Nope.
Not only you get the payoff of Dustin wasn't a lion sack of shit.
Right.
But Susie looks like Phoebe Cates if she was young.
Yeah.
And they're obsessed with nerd stuff like math and fucking science and the never fucking ending story.
Yeah.
I was like, greatest thing ever. Greatest thing ever. So, and she holds the, like, the whole, like, she gets ready to walk away from the mic. I was like, oh, man, this is so good. You guys did a good job.
Yeah. Yep. You should know this.
Yep.
You should know this, Dusty Pooh.
Oh,
my God.
So good.
You're not going to sing this for me. I'm just going to walk away.
Oh, so. They did such a good job. I was like, this is, you know, the Duffer Brothers are like that, like, so fucking, like, deep in 80s.
Oh, my God.
Not even nostalgia, just, like, they love everything because they grew up, because they're Joe and my age.
Yeah.
They grew up with it, so like they just like, oh, it's so fucking like so good, so good. I was like, you guys, everything about it,
yep.
Everything about it is so well done. I just can't stress how well the special effects were done in this season. They like they've never fantastic. Been terrible and in no. the show at all, but
they're more subdued in the previous two.
The first season, the Demogorgon's really the only thing you have that's CG, right. But that was actually a person in a suit for the most part. Because they very alien did it in that.
Yeah.
They have the demo dogs, which are super well done yes. in that one, and you have the gate and the smoke monster as everyone.
But again, a lot of that stuff isn't towards later in the season.
Yeah.
This literally starts happening.
Dude, the fucking right away. Dude, the Russians get obliterated by the laser.
Yeah.
And that's why I texted you guys. I was like, apparently Netflix gave them all the money.
Yeah.
And they spent it on all special effects.
Yep.
Because, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. How, so much better.
How awesome do you think that the reveal was that the key was actually in the United States?
Well, it was fantastic.
Right? Because they start out in Russia, and so it's like...
Oh, no, they don't.
No. But no, the first scene, they show a Russian base.
In the so, first scene?
Yeah.
Oh, first scene's in the mall.
No, they show a Russian base at the beginning.
When the scientists get obliterated?
Yeah, because they can't break through. So they leave.
Oh, yeah. When the laser erupts. So I'm sorry.
To believe that every time that they bounce back to that.
Yeah. That okay. Phase. Yeah. I was like, no, dude. They tell you. I know. Trump, that, I was thinking
that it's somehow in Russia.
Yeah. When they when he shoots the and one then finally doctor.
When they're like, no, they're yeah. And
then yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Like, oh no, wait. This is this is here.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Okay. I was like, no.
They are also does. Trying to do something in the United States. No, this is here. Like here.
Yeah. Which is cool because then you think Hopper and Joyce are going to find them at the old facility, at the power plant.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, nah, bruh.
Nah.
Like, nah.
This not, is bigger.
Like, yeah, this is way bigger. You are technically, you're probably right above them, but you're not going to find them.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's the other.
How much
the other,
did you love the Russian guy?
Oh, Alexei? So fantastic, dude.
Hilarious, right?
Dude. but I was going to say is the... the moment when they go inside the old power plant and you see the spot where Bob died, and I was like,
"Oh, she literally has that flashback."
I was like,
"Watching it all over
again.
Oh
my God, what's wrong with you?" And he's just like, and like Hopper's standing there, like what, like not realizing, and then it dawns on him. He's like, "Oh shit,
yeah,
like I'm gonna move away from this." Clearly, they couldn't get the stains out, so they removed the tiles.
Yeah,
and yeah, I was like, "Oh, this is rough. This is rough." And even when you see Super Bob on the refrigerator, and it falls off, and I was like, "You motherfuckers! Right away, you're gonna make me tear up, you fucks." I can't.
Her running around too. Why are my magnets falling off? Why are my magnets demagnetized?
Yeah, she just wants
magnetism.
Yeah, she just wants this. She wants one thing, like one big. She at this point, she doesn't think there's anything really going on, but she's like, she wants one. Major thing to be going wrong, so she has justification to move out of Hawkins.
Yeah,
and so you're getting this thing where like she's obsessing over this one little thing, which really magnets demagnetizing is not a little thing. Like even the teacher tells her like no, how much power you need to do this.
Yeah,
remotely like for like not just like oh yeah I built this coil and I made these magnets demagnetize.
Yeah,
but. You don't have this, so like it'd have to be from somewhere else. And she's just like, "Oh yeah, okay." I think Mike took it.
It's a lid for my. Oh, it's right there. Fucking hiding shit, Mike.
Fuck you, your face, pal.
Aren't those your sunglasses there, Joe?
They are my sunglasses.
Oh, okay.
These are my sunglasses.
So, like, just like her, like you can just see she's trying to find one thing to justify her uprooting her family and leaving. And then, of course, she gets it, and it's a fucking tear-jerking, terrible fucking time. Mike's trying to share something with you.
Yeah.
It's real special to him.
You can feel it.
Three times bigger than the real thing. So,
2.5.
Not what I saw. Sure. oh, I've been to the gym with you. that's gross. But, like, it's just... And it's fun because, like, the first season and the second season, the threat is up front right away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and it's funny because I say that the first one, you don't know what the threat is up front right away. We do. They just don't know. It's always, like, in the background. Obviously, Will is missing, and he's in the Upside Down and all that fun stuff. But the second one, it's, like, right away at the school. Eleven shows up, fucking, explodes a Demogorgon. Mm-hmm. The Demodogs are everywhere, blah, blah, blah. In this one, I'll say three groups of people all have their own little thing they're doing, and none of them know actually what it is yet.
Right, because the kids have the flare, and so they're like, they know that it's back.
Yep.
Where Joyce and Hopper have the Russians. And
no, they have the electromagnet thing. They don't know the Russians yet.
They have the electromagnet thing. They eventually do have the... they have the electromagnet thing, and then Dustin and Steve have the Russians.
Yep.
And none of them are in contact with each other, especially because it's the fucking 80s, which, by the way, I loved. Sarah uses fucking car phone.
Yeah.
Holy crap, the thing was huge.
It's funny because he picks up and was like, they didn't have those back then. And then I saw the cord. I was like, oh, it's his car phone. He's such a douche.
Yes.
Oh, Carrie Ellis, you so fucking amazing. Monster.
But yeah, then everything suddenly comes together and they finally...
Then, like, as viewers, we realize they're all... We knew right away, but we knew they were, like, super, like... Yeah. They're all working different angles for this, and it's all leading to the one thing.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. I was like, this is so well done, and it's so fantastic, because they're all, like, they're Scooby-Dooing it up. Like, everyone's got their Scooby-Doo moments. Like, they're all trying to, like, investigate what's going on, and it's all leading... We know as viewers, it's all leading to the same place, but they're just getting small and smaller clues.
Yeah.
And they're like, they confirm they're Russians, and then, like, Joyce and Hopper are like, oh, fucking Russians, are you shitting me? And then, like... The kids with the flare are like, what the fuck is going on? These townspeople, like, you know, acting funny, acting, well, really, they only see, like, two of them.
Yeah.
And then even, I forgot about the fourth group, which is Nancy and Jonathan, and they're investigating what they think is just weird shit going on in a small town, which happens to be the flare as well, so they get, like, enveloped into it. Yeah. Enveloped
with the kids, and they're really the adults for the kids there.
Yeah, like, which is cool because, like, from season two, it switches from was Steve with the kids.
Yeah.
Now it's Nancy and Jonathan with the kids, which it was in the first season. And I was like, oh, which is so good.
The kids' interaction with Steve the first time they see him in the longest time.
Oh, so great.
And what's her name? It's like, how many kids
when,
do you
do when Dustin comes in?
Yeah.
He does the handshake, and then they do the fucking stabbing.
And he's all,
and then she's like, how many kids are you friends with? He's like, just ignore her. She's nobody. I was like, oh, that's fantastic.
She had a fantastic
story arc,
arc in this the show, which was cool for her. You find out that she's a lesbian, and it kind of sucks for Steve because he was finally getting to know somebody that even in the show he says, you know, I really like you. He professes his feelings for her, and then she slowly tells him that no, I am actually a lesbian, and immediately he's cool with it.
Yeah,
and they're like good friends.
Yeah.
Which was
and the whole video store thing was fantastic.
The video store thing, God.
God damn it. So good. What are your top three favorite movies? She lists them off. He goes,
he's like, that's good. Yours, go. Porky's?
It was Animal House.
Animal House.
That one, like, and then he runs into Fast Times. He's like, Fast Times, right? Like, Fast Times?
The one with the guys in the DeLorean.
Yeah. It's like he's trying to go back and he's trying to bang his mom.
Yeah.
So funny. Well, they watched it when they were high.
Yeah.
On Laffy Gas. Yeah.
Truth Serum.
Yeah.
Which is fucking hilarious.
And of course, the Russians have a truth serum and an evil doctor.
Oh, God.
The fucking cattle prod was so good when Eric shows up with the cattle prod at first, or the stun gun, essentially, or baton, whatever you want to call it, thing. That fucking gnarly ass thing. I was like, Jesus. Just have these hanging around, like, lock them up or something? What's wrong? You got no Russian kids around here? Those are called soldiers. But it's also funny, like, how, like, 80s the Russian base was underneath the...
Very much
the,
so.
Like, it's just these big things that look like computers. Yes. Like, the servers, and just, they're literally just boxes with lights on them. Yeah. But it's like, that's... If you were to imagine what sophisticated computers would look like in the 80s, that's exactly what it was. And when they look over the phone, and you see it's the... Like, they're like, we're going to call out. And you realize it's just the phone that has, like, the little line one, line two, like, yeah, thing on it. I was like... They didn't even, like, try to futuristic a phone. They're just like, these are the phones we have. This is the most advanced multi-line phone we could get. I was like, so great.
Yep.
I love it so much. So good.
Yep.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's about it.
Mike, what'd you think? Go fuck yourself. You didn't watch it.
I haven't seen it yet.
Surprised you've seen episode one. Shocked by that.
Be shocked if you saw season episode two.
Might happen.
Yeah, okay.
After you finish watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Again? Yeah.
Again?
By that time, he'll find something else to watch.
To be fair, I haven't seen the last two seasons of Always Sunny, or the last season of Always Sunny.
So you're going to start from season one?
Yep.
And work your way through that?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yep.
It's important to the plot, I'm guessing, for the latest season?
I don't think... But there is a cohesive plot.
Could be.
And how many times have you watched It's Always Sunny? Like the seasons? All the seasons except for the last season, because you haven't watched that yet. Apparently. You're a fan, but not your fan.
Well, starting I just finished season one again, which would probably be like the third viewing of season one. So this run through will probably be my third.
How many seasons are there of It's Always
Like Sunny? 47 now, dude. There's so many. Like 12, right, I think? Because they started going down to like 10 episode seasons.
Yeah, I think 13 is this new one's coming up.
So it's like a real quick binge, actually.
What season did Danny DeVito
He jumped join? In two.
Two.
Jumped in two?
So season one was only 7 episodes.
Wow.
And it had like no structure whatsoever.
Well, no. I mean, It's Always Sunny. Yeah. I don't.
Well, no, like
structure. You could have aired them in any order. It would have.
Yeah.
I still don't expect any structure.
No, because it's... They kind of made this like their version of structure. Oh well, yeah, season two and further up until probably like season 10-ish or so, they had a structure for the season, but like one was just like literally like they're like this episode does this, this episode does this, and like Mike was saying last night, like, once you get to like episode three, then the characters start becoming
who you know they are, because like episode one and two, the characters just aren't who they are yet.
No, I do remember that.
Like one. Completely just aren't who they are. Like Charlie is like articulate and he's kind of the smart one.
Yes.
A little bit. Like he's the one making a little bit of sense throughout. And I'm like, that's fucking dumb.
that's and the not second your character,
one,
Charlie
the second
Day.
One, yeah, is like,
oh, season 13 was last season. So I think you're two behind that.
Oh, so I'm probably two behind. And then season or episode three, it's like Charlie starts being kind of dumb. Mac is banging that tranny. That hasn't transitioned yet.
That was so early. I don't remember.
Yeah. And so it's
that
like,
that early.
It's like, oh, he's starting, you know, you're starting to see that he's bi, you know, which eventually, I guess in this last season, he came out as gay, full blown gay, right?
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
In a
very Mac Sunny way.
In a contemporary dance routine.
Yeah.
Gaining Mac. Yeah.
Like I said, in a very Mac Sunny way.
And then you get the first bit of Dennis being a creep. A little bit,
okay.
Because there's like underage girls around,
yeah,
and so you're like, ooh, that's kind of odd. And then it's the first time D gets sloppy drunk. You're like, okay, it's all there now. It's all there.
I see the building blocks.
Yeah, it's like episode three. They're like, okay, this is who the guys are, and we're just gonna go batshit crazy with them from here on out. And then yeah, so I'm excited because I remember especially in season two when Danny DeVito joined on as Frank. He was like well put together and successful businessman and everything like that. And then so I'm so excited to see the slow fall from
the trash man.
the degradation of a human being.
Oh God. It's I'm looking forward to it so much knowing that it happens because he's so, and then like somehow he keeps all his money. throughout all the episodes.
Yeah.
And so even the latest seasons that I saw, he's still like the money guy.
Yeah.
So it kind of gives a easy out to explain why they keep getting into the dumb shenanigans they get into. But I'm excited to watch him just slowly go batshit crazy.
What do you watch it on?
I'm watching it on Hulu.
Hulu? Right, it's all on, yeah. Hulu? Okay. Because I have been meaning to go back and watch It's Always Sunny. And I've
it's such an easy binge, too. I watched it
a couple of times, like, yeah. gotten through the first couple of episodes, and then I just kind of fall off.
It's a fun binge, too, because, like I said, the seasons are short. I mean, there's, like, 2 through, like, 5 or 6 are, like, longer seasons, but they're only half-hour comedies, so yeah. You bang through, like, 3 in an hour. And it's not... You don't have to pay so much attention, so you can kind of do, like, other things, yeah. too. Which is nice, because, like, my brain will fucking go away. That's why I, like, the binge-watching, like, I'm still watching Nosferatu.
Uh-huh.
And it's like...
You know it's a fantastic show.
I will only watch one.
You have to sit down and watch.
And I will only watch one in a day, because I get bogged down, and I'm like, I don't want to fucking think anymore. I don't want to do that. And then, plus, Jen is enjoying that one too, so we have to wait until there's
how both far of us. Are you into Nosferatu?
Next one's episode 7, so I'm almost done. I'll be done by next week,
okay,
for sure.
Maybe.
Well, Jen's off tomorrow.
I'll give them a doubt because Jen's watching it too.
Yeah, she won't let me bail on this one.
Yeah,
she just started Bad Blood on Netflix.
Bad Blood.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, she said the first couple episodes were really, really good.
Real fucking dark.
I never even heard of it, because she texted me one day when I was at work.
Has your boy from Friday Night Lights in it? Bad Blood has what's his name?
I think it was the guy from the biker show.
Yeah.
Sons?
Yeah, Sons. Yeah. And it has...
Rhea Perlman?
Rhea Perlman. Yeah, it's got a bunch of people, like, older-ish actors, like, character actors you know from other stuff.
That I have no idea what it's about. But
yeah.
But she texted me one day when I was at work. She's like, hey, do you want to watch Bad Blood or Mad Men? I was like, I don't know what Bad Blood is. She's like, cool, I'll start that one then. I was like, all right. She's leaving the door open for me to watch Mad Men, I guess.
Fair enough.
That's a good show, too.
Get your John Hamm's in.
Yeah.
Get your John Hamm's in. Because with stuff that isn't PG-13, I should say, isn't making its way to Disney Plus. But now that Disney Plus or Disney owns majority of Hulu and is getting pretty much all of it pretty soon, that's where a lot of that FX and Fox stuff will end up going.
The non-Disney stuff.
Yeah, everyone refers to it as non-PG-13.
Yeah.
That stuff will tend to go towards Hulu to make that more of a viable place too.
Makes sense.
And not to dry up Hulu and just fucking shit the bed with it, because they have all this. Something that you
pretty much own and then just kill it.
Exactly.
Not putting any of your content on there.
Yeah, Google.
Google.
But yeah, they have that's to be the home for that stuff. They'll bring The Simpsons over because The Simpsons will have its own channel on Disney Plus. Because why not? Then they'll have Always Sunny. Any of the Fox drama stuff will be pretty much just housed on Hulu.
Yeah.
For the most part. And then obviously all the original content they make for their stuff will be obviously Disney Plus, but anything else they make will be anywhere else too. So, and whatever goes forward on Fox will probably end up on there as well. I think that's it.
That's the main stuff.
Did you guys watch the Mulan trailer? Teaser trailer?
Yeah.
No, I haven't gotten around to seeing it.
What'd you think? It looked pretty cool, right?
Looks cool. It's very... not extremely, but like I kind of got Crouching Tiger, Hidden.
Yeah.
Hidden Dragon. Is that
not it? Not just because.
Not because of the people, in it, but just like the visuals of it. Like,
and yeah. The cinematography, the big, for sure.
Like, epic shots that they were doing. I was like, holy shit. Yeah. Remember the internet freaked out. They're like, where's Mushu? I'm like, well, they got to have Mushu, right? So, like, and this is also just a teaser, like a year out. So, give them time.
But yeah. He's obviously going to be CG'd, so like...
If it's not in
there... Wait, they're not going to have a real dragon?
I mean, it's Disney, so they could.
They could get Eddie Murphy to come back.
They could, yeah. They're not going to, but they could.
Well, if they're smart.
Well, I mean, yeah. But they announced that the cricket, I just can't think of his name right now, her little cricket will be in it as well. And he's going to, they say voice. He doesn't actually talk in the, but he does make the cricket noises.
Yeah.
So his, they have, I guess, some famous.
This like, bug?
Yeah. Chirp, chirp. But I have some like famous like voice actor from like anime and stuff will be doing the voice of the cricket.
It's gonna be,
and
it's,
I was like, and it says voice of cricket noises. I was like, all right, fair enough.
What's the dude that voiced the robot in Rogue One?
Alan Tudyk.
Yeah, it should just be him because he does random ass fucking.
Well, he was Iago in Aladdin.
Yeah, he was.
Was it?
Yeah.
He was also the chicken that didn't talk in Moana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, let him be the cricket. Like, that'd be perfect. Like, he's obviously cool with, like, not.
Well, they've already told us who he is. Like, they already gave the name, but they said Mushu will be featured in the movie, but nobody knows who is going to voice him yet.
It's got to. They must be holding out in negotiations with Eddie Murphy. There's no way, like, you could have somebody else. But Eddie Murphy is alive and he still has a voice. Like, there's no reason not to let it be Eddie Murphy.
Fair enough.
Because especially in a world where you just did Lion King and you kept Mufasa as James Earl Jones.
Yeah, but you really going to get anybody to replace it, or James Earl Jones?
No. James Earl Jones is like, that's
the. He's got that iconic voice.
But you can get like a deep voice dude. But like, Eddie Murphy is just as iconic. Like, you never hear Eddie Murphy and have any question of who it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you
like,
mean.
Like, you know exactly
what it is. Oh, it's Bowfinger, yeah. Starts.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue with you. I'd love to see, you know, just like I'd love to see J. Jonah Jameson come back in Spider-Man.
Oh, man, here you go.
From home.
I'm not upset about it. I'm just.
You're upset with the internet
being
upset about it.
Yeah.
Or confused about it.
Confused about it.
Which makes you upset.
Yeah.
It's just, it gives me less hope for people in general.
Just.
Because it's the same fucking crowd that wants Christian Bale back in the next Batman movie. And I'm like, fuck off forever.
He had his chance.
Dumb cunts.
He had his trilogy. Leave him alone. He's got bigger and better things. He's playing Obama in the movie.
No.
Do you know what we're talking about, Joe?
No.
So when they announced the actress who's going to be playing Little Mermaid.
Right.
She's of color.
Yes.
Don't say that.
She's
black. Yeah, but it's just sounded. She's of color.
That's what they.
Did you see one of the tweets of I can't remember. It was some magazine tweeted out, like, internet controversy due to a colored person portraying.
Yeah.
I was like, a colored person? Like, was this some white dude? That was, I was like, how do I not sound racist?
I can't say black, a colored person?
I was like, Jesus Christ, it sounded bad. I was like, oh, that's, I think it was somebody old that was like, let's not step on any toes.
Yeah.
We'll just call her a colored person. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Anyway, so when that hit, and everyone's like, of course, the racist fucking just blew up.
Yeah.
People started making memes of different things, and like, there was one of Terry Crews as the president from Idiocracy, and they made him look like Hitler, and they said Disney's Hitler. Or Adolf Hitler, and it was Terry Crews. And then someone did the same thing, and it was Obama, and it was like that really famous picture of Obama with like the blurry background. He's sitting there with a suit, but they put Christian Bale's like Bruce Wayne as it, and it says Obama. And I was like, these are just getting better and better as it goes on.
Right.
And then someone said, one of my favorite ones is like, what's next? And there's Sebastian the Crab, and they show a lobster. And I was like, this is the internet. This is the best part of the internet.
Yeah.
Reacting to dumb people.
Yes.
And then they put a flounder was one of the little water wing things, like a kid in water wings. Oh, they're yellow and blue. Like, this is flounder now. And I was like, this is so good.
Dude.
Yeah.
One of the worst parts, it's that shit's great because it's making fun of the dumb people.
Yeah. The fucking morons.
The vitriol, like the anger that was spewing out of people, was so ridiculous. Somebody had retweeted and quote tweeted somebody that posted like super racist ass versions of Ariel in the different situations, being like really old school cartoony black, like the racist black with like the giant lips and the big white eyes.
Yeah. Asia black.
Yeah, and then like with like mess or tweets, it was like, oh, look how good they swim, and they like just
wow.
And so I was all like, Jesus Christ. So I clicked on this link. I was like, who is this person? Because I'm guessing that I was 100% for sure it was going to be like, mom, Christian, you know, I was hoping to read the... This motherfucker created a Twitter account, and the only three tweets were three complaining...
fucking racist tweets.
complaining about the Little Mermaid being black. I was like... Wow. You had to enter in an email, create a password, uploaded a profile pic just to say racist shit on the internet? Just to be a
racist piece of shit.
I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Fucking people, man.
Yeah.
And so the actress's name, who's actually a musician, is Halle Bailey.
You're right.
Which, when I read it... Which,
Halle Berry,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I did the same thing. What? I was like, Halle Berry, that's cool.
Yeah. But I was like... You can't, like, I don't know. It was weird to me because it's like they got an actress who was also a singer.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. Plus, like, does she have to be like, yeah, I know she was white in the cartoon, but it's like,
she doesn't have
she's
to
a fucking
be.
Mermaid, right? Guys. Like,
did you see the people trying to scientifically explain why mermaids can't be black? And you're like,
why?
They're fucking
underwater
mermaids.
Sea creatures can't be black.
It's like, yeah. They can be whatever they want because they're fucking mermaid. Not real. You can make them any color. Yeah. We're lucky Disney went with bottom half fish.
Yeah, right. Could have gone on with top half.
Yeah, that would have made a real super awkward princess.
Made a merman. Do you see Terry Crews was retweeting the pictures of him with the long white hair and being like, if you guys retweeted enough, it might actually happen?
Because someone made him a poster of Neptune. So they made him Neptune.
He wouldn't be bad. Some of the guys at work. We're saying Idris Elba, awesome, as a King Trident.
Yeah, or King Trident, Neptune, yeah. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it was so funny to watch, and like just the aftermath. I mean, complete fucking just stupid racism bullshit, but the utter.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Actually, I kind of want that.
Because this is just a real crude photoshopping, too. And
but still.
Yeah.
And just like the fact.
Ginormous rip. Because, I mean, in The Little Mermaid, he was a ginormous ripped
white dude.
So you put Terry Crews in it. God damn. And does Triton sing?
This one's not as intimidating.
Yes. No.
He doesn't have any songs in it? I don't remember. It's been a while since
I've seen it. I haven't seen that movie.
I don't think he does. I was going to pull up... there we go. So this is her.
Yeah.
Well, not her. This is her.
Yeah.
Over here. So it's like, I don't know what you think. Like, she's... It's a fucking mermaid. Like, her dad doesn't have to be black. It's a mermaid. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just make them all different... races, I guess you could say, but they're mermaids, so it doesn't really fucking matter. It
doesn't matter at all.
Yeah, like, I don't understand the internet's fucking... Just abrupt racism. I was like, guys.
Because they're just racist.
I was like, it was a cartoon. It was a cartoon from fucking 40 years ago or whatever.
Childhood there that you're ruining.
You're ruining them. You're Michael Bay in my childhood.
Not to confuse it with the fact that, you know, it's a Disney-fied version of the fucking movie. Do we want to go back to the actual origin story.
Yeah, right.
Do we want to go back to the what was it? It wasn't who were the guys that put those?
All wasn't Hans Christian Andersen? Was it?
No, not that. He's the fuck. Who was it?
That one guy?
Nope. The Brothers Grimm.
Oh, Brothers Grimm. Was it one of theirs?
I think it's a Brothers Grimm tale.
I could probably tell you right now.
You probably could because you have the Google device in front of you.
Because I brought up the Little Mermaid's Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
Because I wanted. I knew they had the. The new movie doesn't have its own bridge.
Read the original story of not the actual story, but at least an outline of what the original story was.
It's loosely based on the Danish fairy tale. Oh, I was right. It's Hans Christian Andersen.
It is Hans. Yeah. Christian. Okay. Never mind.
I was like, that one doesn't seem like a Grimm's Brothers. This one seems
the outline of what the actual story is. It's pretty fucking grim.
It's a Danish fairy tale of the same name.
Yeah.
Oh, just that picture right there makes me nervous to read this. Oh, I clicked away from it.
I mean, that's not too bad, but...
Yeah, but I was like, makes me like, oh, this is not going to be...
She literally pines for a guy that doesn't even acknowledge her existence. Even when she gives up her voice to be with him, he's just like, nah, brah, I'm with this other
girl, not girl.
Over here, and then something about getting her legs chopped off.
That's definitely Hans Christian Andersen. That dude's...
Well, the Grimm's fairy tales are like that, too.
Yeah, but he's, like, super messed up. Oh, Melissa McCarthy, I was going to bring up, is in talks. I don't know if she's in talks or she's...
another thing that the internet was all up in arms about.
Signed up for is...
She was in talks. When I saw it, she was in talks for being Ursula. And I was like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I could totally see that. And then people were up in arms about that. Why couldn't a black person play this role? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like...
Wasn't Ursula purple, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it has tentacles, like she's half octopus.
And I'm like, what? Yeah. What?
I want a purple person to represent her.
Goddamn fucking internet.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
Apparently you can't have it both ways.
No, you can't.
You can't just let it happen and enjoy what comes out.
Yeah, this says that Melissa McCarthy, Jacob Tremblay, I think is how you pronounce it, and Nora Awkwafina Loom are in early negotiations. So... Awkwafina, what?
Fucking Awkwafina. That's her name. Know, but I always think of a fucking bottle of water.
She's going to play a gender-swapped Scuttle, which people apparently didn't care about.
I didn't even know about,
Yeah, like, that didn't make... I don't see here what Jacob Tremblay is signed on, or in talks to, but I'm going to guess it's probably Flounder. Or maybe the Prince, I'm not too sure. And then, obviously... here it is. If you look down... It's right there. He's set to be Flounder, or in talks to be Flounder, and Melissa McCarthy is set to be Ursula, is in talks to be Ursula. So.
And all of that, perfectly fine with. I don't care. Just give me a good movie.
Yeah, just make, I mean, they have a hefty task ahead of many ways.
Yeah.
But if they learn anything from Aquaman,
yeah,
the underwater stuff's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing.
Amazing.
Right?
Someone made a, I can't remember who it was, it made a comment on Twitter about it, but they're like, they'd be really smart of them to really lean into the tie-in to Frozen, because in Frozen, it's known that the ship that their parents die on is the ship that Ariel goes into.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's actually really smart.
You know, it would be, with all these movies, to actually, you know, put them all together and whatnot. Because you have that ability to do it.
I was like, that's actually, like...
It'd be really awesome.
I was like, oh, that's a... Someone out there is way smarter than I would have been. Because, like, I know that's a thing. Like, I know that's a thing that Frozen did. But it's like, that'd be really smart if they did that in the Little Mermaid movie.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I think Mulan teaser trailer looked really good.
Okay. I'll watch it later.
The action looked really cool because it looks very... heavily influenced by the Asian style movies with the big war and stuff, you know, like that time frame stuff. And Jet Li's in it, which is pretty cool. He plays the Emperor. That's fucking cool. Dope. You get to see her as a soldier.
Mm-hmm.
And of course you see her, spoiler alert, you see her in her lady form fighting as well.
Yeah.
Just so you don't know, she does eventually go that way. But again, it's a teaser, so we haven't seen like anything really in it. But kind of excited about that one too, and to see not just who they get to play Mushu, but how they make Mushu look. It was pretty cool to me too.
I want him to be 2D animated.
Roger Rabbit it?
Yeah.
I mean, they could.
It'd be funny.
Because no one really sees Mushu except for her.
Yeah.
Right? If I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we don't even know technically if Mushu was real or not. It would be just a delusion of this weird girl. Laptop's closed. You know what that means?
It's time.
The producer's to go. Giving up that wrap up signal.
Yep.
So, which means we're coming to an end here. And like always, comes naturally, we are
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. As usual, you fuckers just came naturally. That wasn't loud enough at all, Mike.
No.
Did you want to do that a little closer to the fucking mic, you idiot? It-